It's KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jack Anderson. Our engineers today are Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. And we're joined today by local four-piece Lola Tried, who is releasing their self-titled album next week alongside their tour kickoff and their release show, which is next Tuesday at Hotel Vegas. Well, Lola Tried, I would love to start with a song. Local four-piece Lola Tried, they're going to be celebrating the release of their self-titled album next Tuesday, along with their tour kickoff and release show that's happening at Hotel Vegas. Well, right now I'm chit-chatting with Lauren Burton, the fronting vocalist and guitarist for Lola Tried. Lauren, it's been exactly 1 year, 3 months, 3 days, and about 90 minutes since you were last here.
It's been.
Yeah, and you guys too, like, gig all the time. What has been up between constantly playing?
We recorded a record and we're really excited to present it. And we just, I don't know, we came back from our tour in August and we started getting some really cool offers and decided to just run with it and see where it would take us. And we ended up meeting really cool people and playing with really fun bands. And, it's been crazy.
So when you were last here, you were talking about your EP Popsicle Queen. Talk to me about the big difference between that EP and your self-titled one coming out next Tuesday.
Yeah, so the EP, we didn't take as much time on it because we were really trying to just get something out there. We didn't even have like a demo at the time, and we wanted something just for people to listen to know who we were before we really knew who we were. And now, you know, this record is coming out after being a band for almost 3 years and knowing our songs better and writing things as a lineup instead of writing the songs. Popsicle Queen was mostly me just writing a song and then bringing it to the guys, and now we're a lot more collaborative with it and we're a lot more together as far as that goes. So recording it was really great because we were able to, you know, go in with that mindset of like, we have this and we're ready now, not, you know, we just need to get it done.
So does that kind of collaborative essence, does that lend to your decision to make it a self-titled album?
Yeah, honestly, it did. Just having Lola Tried, you know, it started with our concept with the album art, and we were like, man, it would just look cool with just our name there. And then I realized, honestly, like, these songs are Lola Tribe. Like, that sounds dumb, but like all 10 of them have been developed in the last 2 years when we've really been figuring out who we are. So we kind of wanted the LP to represent that growth.
Lola Tried here in KUTX's Studio 1A, part of the Austin Music Experience. So I realized that when I was listening to our last session, I realized I didn't ask this question to you, and I feel kind of remiss if I didn't ask you this. You are such a vocal proponent of more representation of women in the local scene, especially like Austin, but rock music at large. When you were putting together your band, you know, you're backed by three gentlemen or whatever, was that ever a mental conundrum or just clicked and you didn't even think twice about that? I'm curious.
I mean, I think I'm a huge fan of being more inclusive, but also you don't want to be tokenist. You know, I didn't want to set out and be like, I just want women to play with me, you know, because that's kind of, it's super great. But at the same time, it can be a little, I don't know, it can be a little less helpful than say like running into someone and saying, hey, maybe you could do this. This happened together. These three have been playing together for a really, really long time. And we had a quick lineup change and we needed some folks. And Greg and Ray Flint just kind of, Ray Flint's on drums and Greg's on bass and Ray Garza's on guitar. And we all kind of just clicked and it stuck. You know, I'm a huge believer in, you know, making music with people that you love. And I love these guys, you know, regardless of gender.
It's Lola Tried here in Studio 1A. The tour kickoff for their album and release show is going to be next Tuesday at Hotel Vegas, along with Ringo Death Star, Duncan Fellows, and Blushing. So really, really quickly, I want to hear another song, but talk to me quickly about this tour. How long are you going to be on tour?
Yeah, so we're going to be on tour. Our kickoff is on the 22nd, and then we leave for Denton on the 25th. We're playing a Backyard on Bell festival there. I believe we play at like 8. And then we're going up through Oklahoma to Kansas City, to Springfield. We're doing a couple of dates in Ohio. We're doing Cleveland and Cincinnati. We're hitting New York twice, and then D.C. and Tennessee, and, you know, basically up through the Midwest and down through the Northeast. So,
all right, Lola Tried here in Studio 1A. What are we going to hear next?
This song's called Boy.
You told me you quit, but boy, I got you. You're a girl.
Austin four-piece Lola Tribe, they're going to be celebrating their self-titled album with a release show and a tour kickoff that's going to be next Tuesday at Hotel Vegas, alongside Reading of Death Star, Duncan Fellows, and Blushing. And I've been chit-chatting right now with Lauren Burton, the fronting vocalist and guitarist of Lola Tribe. Lauren, do you mind taking a moment to introduce your fellow bandmates for the listeners at home?
Yeah, so we have Ray Garza on guitar, lead guitar, and then Ray Flint on drums, and Greg Spencer on bass, and then I'm Lauren, and I play guitar and sing sometimes.
And then so after you come back from tour, do you have any immediate plans after that, or just relax?
Probably relax. Then after that, we're playing Lowen's release party, and that's going to be in July. And then we do have our homecoming show on June 13th at Hotel Vegas, too. We like Hotel Vegas.
Makes sense. And then if people want to keep up with you online, what's the best place for them to go?
Yeah, so just at Lola Tribe on Twitter, on Instagram, /Lola Tribe on Facebook. We have a website as well with all of our most up-to-date shows and information. And then we have a Bandcamp, too. So, and we're on Spotify and all that good stuff.
All the good stuff. Well, y'all get better every time I see you. Thank you so much for being back here in Studio 1A, and I cannot wait to have you back again.
Oh, thanks, Jack. We love being here.
Oh, well, we love having you here, too. That is going to wrap up the broadcast portion of this Studio 1A session, but today's Studio 1A was mixed by Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove, our multimedia crew. Today is led by Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, assisted by Eddie Gaspar and Andrea Garcia. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. You'll be able to find the full session on our website, kutx.org, in the near future. And on behalf of KUTX 98.9, I'm Jack Anderson.
Shoot.